The aunts settle in, and then Sally pours them each a small glass of gin and bitters, which they always appreciate, and which they particularly like to get them started when there's work to be done. "Let's talk about the fellow in the backyard," Frances says. "Jimmy."
"Do we have to?" Jillian groans.
"We do," Aunt Jet is sorry to say. "Just little things about him. For instance, how did he die?" Antonia and Kylie are gulping Diet Cokes and listening like crazy. The hair on their arms is standing on end. This could get really interesting. Sally has brought a pot of mint tea to the table, along with a chipped cup her daughters gave her one Mother's Day, which has always been her favorite. Sally can't drink coffee anymore. The scent of it conjures Gary up so completely she could have sworn he was sitting at the table when Jillian was pouring water through the filter this morning. She tells herself it's the lack of caffeine that's been making her lethargic, but that's not what's wrong. She's been unusually quiet today, moody enough to make Antonia and Kylie take notice. She seems so different. The girls have had the feeling that the woman who was once their mother is gone forever. It's not only that her black hair is loose instead of being pulled away from her face. It's how sad she looks. How far away. "I don't think we should discuss this in front of the children," Sally says. But the children are riveted. They'll die if they don't hear what happened next. They simply won't be able to stand it. "Mother!" they cry. They're almost women, and there's not a thing Sally can do about it. So she shrugs and nods to Jillian, giving her the okay. "Well," Jillian says, "I guess I killed him." The aunts exchange a look. In their opinion, this is one thing Jillian is not capable of. "How?" they ask. This is the girl who would scream if she stepped on a spider in her bare feet. If she pricked her finger and drew blood, she'd announce she was ready to faint and then proceed to fall on the floor. Jillian admits she used nightshade, a plant she always had contempt for when she was a child, pretending it was ragweed so she could give it a good pull when the aunts asked her to clear out the garden. When the aunts ask for the dosage she used, and Jillian tells them, the aunts nod, pleased. Exactly as they thought. If the aunts know anything, they know nightshade. Such a dosage wouldn't kill a fox terrier, let alone a 6-foot-tall man.